Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
I'm in pain, I'm being numb. It's like my life has just begun.
Welcome to the Valley.
Money. It makes the world go round. Which must be fun if you've got it, but for the rest of us, not so much. I've spent my whole life being poor, which is why it's actually astonishing that I've ended up here, in the lavish home of Kyler and Nellie Nelson. The Nelsons are the creme de la creme of Silicon Valley. The richest, mightiest, most powerful, don't forget most photogenic, they're the most, period. Even with a name that sounds like a Polly Pocket knockoff, Nellie Nelson reigns supreme. As for me, I don't belong here at the Nelson's compound, but Sadie does. And I made certain to become Sadie's plus one. It was a lot of work making sure that we accidentally bumped into each other on campus. What may have looked like some random meet-cute from one of those old Julia Roberts movies my mom loved was actually a carefully calculated plan on my part. And now that I'm here, it's time to get to work.
Is that a Banksy?
Yes.
And that's Basquiat's Untitled hanging over there, the original. It's the crown jewel of their collection.
Wow, now that's some real Nelson money on display right there.
You too could live like this. All you have to do is launch the world's most lucrative social media network right out of college.
When you put it like that, it's so easy. Maybe this computer science degree I'm working on will come in handy after all.
Well, just ask anyone here. All the big names on Bump's cap table are present tonight.
Should I pretend I understood that?
All the big early investors.
Champagne, ladies?
Yes, two, please.
There you go.
Okay. These are the people that scored pay dirt with the biggest social media platform ever. They're easy prey for Nellie and Kyler's second platform launch. Hindsight bias, right?
Right. But you should know that one of those investors is my father.
Oh, this is an introducing my very new girlfriend to my dad kind of party.
I guess it is now. Is that okay?
Sure. Doesn't look like I have much of a choice, does it? He was supposed to be out of town, but that's okay. I can roll with the punches.
Good, because...
There's my Sadie. And this must be the little lady my daughter can't stop talking about. Cam, is it?
I wouldn't say can't stop talking about. I can stop talking.
Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Fisher.
Call him Dwayne.
Mr. Fisher's fine, till we get to know one another. You've made quite an impression, and the semester's just started. You two barely had time to crack open your books, and she's already got you into the most exclusive party in town.
Daddy, keep talking like that, and I'm not telling you anything again.
Oh, just making observations. Where do you come from, Cam?
The East Coast. Boarding school, to be specific.
And how did you do there?
Weighted, 5.0 GPA. Unweighted, enough that Latham offered me a substantial scholarship.
And to think, if you'd just been average, you'd never have made it here. on the arm of a sweet, trusting, wealthy young woman like my daughter.
Dad!
You know what? I need to find the ladies' room.
I don't blame you. It's around the corner from the Basquiat.
Don't get lost. It's a big house.
Thank you for your concern, Mr. Fisher.
Should I strap her to a chair so you can waterboard her next time?
I'm a protective father. And if I can be frank, she seems a little too perfect to me.
After everything I've been through, don't you think I deserve too perfect?
Excuse me. Sorry. Pardon me.
Doubtful I won over Daddy Dearest, but that's okay. He's not why I'm here. Sorry, Sadie, but I came to burn this place down. Which means I'll have to brave getting lost in this giant mansion. Every fire starts with a spark, and I've brought a whole box of matches. Hello? Hello? Nice. Now let's see, where in this house would I be if I was the most powerful couple in Silicon Valley, avoiding all the guests of my party? I think I'd definitely be up these stairs. Or maybe...
What are you doing here?
Hey, it's Jet, right?
It is. Not that it's any of your business.
I'm Cam. I came with Sadie Fisher.
I know. Why are you here?
Oh, this guy. I've seen him buzzing around Nellie when I was doing some recon. He's her guard dog assistant, and if he's here, she can't be far off.
Guests of the party are expressly prohibited from exploring the house.
You know, I was just looking for the restroom, and look, there's one right there behind you. Fancy that.
It's funny because there are lots of restrooms in the party where you're supposed to be, but you're here. Exactly where you're not supposed to be. Almost like you're looking for Kyler or Nellie.
Oh, the Nelsons. I mean, I would love to meet them, but...
But you're not gonna meet them. You're the plus one of the daughter of one of their investors. You're nobody. And it's my job to make sure that nobody bothers them. So, hurry along back to the party. There are bathrooms there.
Wow. There's Rude, and then there's this guy. I was actually looking for a more discreet restroom. It's kind of a sensitive thing. You know, female-specific. Did you catch my drift?
I grew up with a single mom and three sisters. You can say you're having your period around me.
Great. I'll just dip into this bathroom real quick.
There's
you're the best.
By the restrooms where the party's at.
Went looking for the Nelsons, ended up in a bathroom. Luckily, I can use this to my advantage. Ah, yes, just as I thought. They are completely dependent on their smart home. But the thing about a smart home is it's not much help when the person hacking it is smarter. This should be fun. And wow, really easy. For rich tech people, it looks like they skimped on their firewall security, meaning...
Smoke detected in wing 5.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Unless there's me, you know, making up the smoke. I won't call myself a hacker because, hello, it's the 21st century and that title's so 1990s, but you could say I speak fluent technology.
Smoke detected in wing 5.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow, that sounds like a fire alarm. Where's Wing 5?
It's on the other side of the property. It doesn't concern you.
Is it your responsibility to check it out before any of these really fancy guests catch wind or fire?
You just stay put. I'll be right back.
Of course.
Hello? Yes, I'm sure it's a false alarm. I'm headed there now.
And just like that, Jet's flown the coop, which means... I'm free to go digging for dirt on Kyler and Nellie Nelson. Walking through a rich person's house is surreal. like they live in a museum. Not that I've been in many museums myself, and I've been in even fewer mansions belonging to the uber-rich. Maybe my parents could have made it. Pulled themselves up by their bootstraps and launched themselves out of the lowest tax bracket, but thanks to the Nelsons, they'll never have the chance.
That is not gonna be you, babe. If he talks, he talks. I'm not worried about Dwayne Fisher, of all people. I can handle him.
Oh, you're not? Didn't you just ask me to take care of him? That sounds like someone who was worried.
I definitely should not be hearing this. Two of the most powerful people in the world having a closed-door conversation about getting rid of my girlfriend's dad. Not exactly what I was snooping for, but maybe this is exactly what I needed. But also, is this what getting in over your head feels like? Asking for me.
Kyler! We have more important things to worry about!
Please, do tell.
The closer we get to the launch of Phoenix, the more I feel like I can't trust anyone. Like every secret I have is waiting to be exposed.
You can trust me.
Of course I trust you. But our circle has shrunk so much, there's hardly anyone else.
This is exactly the kind of intel I was hoping to get. Now, I just need to know.
I know you don't think this is the bathroom.
Oh, Jed, I'm so glad you're here.
I doubt that. In fact, I think this is going to be something you seriously regret.
Jet, what the hell's going on here?
This is an unwanted guest. I'm seeing that she's taken care of.
How long have you both been standing there?
I just got here.
What about her? What did you hear?
Okay, never mind the question earlier. This is absolutely what getting in over your head feels like.